Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute podcast. The GCLI has developed the pedagogy of leadership, which combines brain science, leadership studies, cultural competency, and developmental psychology. Its mission is to teach teachers to teach leadership to students. This is your go-to podcast for discussions, tips, and stories for leadership and leadership education. And I am your host, Catherine Birdie, but please call me Birdie. Our world is in dire need of people just like you, people who are committed to building communities of leaders, young and old. So let's get busy leading the next generation of leaders, and thank you for joining us. Hello, GCLI, it's Birdie here, and today I have with me Amy Spencer from the Stevenson School. She's at the Carmel campus, and she is a grade 7-8 history teacher. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. So tell us real quickly a little bit about the Stevenson School.
So Stevenson School is located in the Central Coast of California. We are a pre-K through 12 school. We have our Carmel campus, which is a pre-K through 8, and we have our Pebble Beach campus, which is our high school that's a boarding day school.
Got it. Okay. And what do you do? So Carmel campus, 7-8. So you're on the middle school, lower school campus.
Yes.
All right. Tell me what you do there.
So I am a history teacher, and I am also the history program lead. So I have the opportunity to teach my students, but also to be able to help facilitate the history department and work with the other program leads.
That's awesome. How long have you been there?
So this is my 22nd year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, cool. I clearly love it.
Awesome. Well, so everybody in full disclosure, Amy and I were in the same lab group last year. She's part of the 22 Leadership Lab. We met there, and in our kind of closing conversation, we talked about some of your takeaways, and I thought the audience would be interested in learning more about the little L leadership as you described it. Can you tell me a little bit about what you mean by leadership with a little L and how that differs from leadership with a big L for you?
Well, when I went to GCLI, I didn't know what to expect because I had this misconception that leadership was capital L leadership, that people had to have designated roles to really be effective leaders. And I think that's one of the greatest takeaways that I had with GCLI is being able to reframe the concept of leadership. And so this lowercase L leadership for me has really allowed me new opportunities to work with my students and to bring this into the classroom and to bring this into a time of day that we call community time, where I'm giving the students so much more voice and so much more responsibility without holding any sort of leadership title.
Nothing better. Nothing better than that. And you know, that does kind of touch on the teachable moments that we talk about at the GCLI and the three C's of competence, confidence, connectedness. The one story that I love is the story of the service that y'all do in the food pantry. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So when COVID started, my students were pen pals with a local school that was a very different demographic than our school. And so we found out that they were skipping lunch because of just the inability for families to be able to provide for their kids. And so we started a food pantry, and that food pantry ran successfully for 2.5 years. And as we were sitting at GCLI, as I was sitting there with you and with Natalie, I was really trying to figure out how to get students more involved. And it happened organically, really. The food pantry had to come to an end. And so I was looking for new opportunities to involve students. And in this came this new opportunity to be able to focus, instead of a community, on the entire community, to start to focus on individual families within the community. So I voluntarily took on a service elective with grade seven, and I'm now getting them involved by teaching them more specifically about food insecurity, and so that they can see a broader picture of what this is all about in our own community. And we now will together plan out grocery lists, and we will plan out fundraisers, like a successful bake sale that we just had. And I get the students as involved in this process as possible. So they will go and talk to the elementary students. They will make flyers. They will speak at assembly. They will send emails to our head of school. And so they've been so much more actively involved. And then the best part about the process is that students are now going grocery shopping with me and delivering directly to families. And so they are so much more involved, this little L leadership, than ever was the case before.
That's incredible. And it's a class.
It is.
Kudos to Stevenson for providing that space and time in their busy schedules and your busy mm-hmm. schedules to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive. So with that kind of understanding of the confidence, competence, connectedness, they are getting in mm-hmm. into the stores, and they're budgeting, they're learning how to negotiate with one another about the best products to get. That's really incredible.
In the middle of the grocery store, they're doing it. And I really love that there are a number of customers and employees at the store that watch my students work together and to compromise and negotiate and to make decisions about how best to grocery shop for these families. And so they get to be a presence in the community too, which is a beautiful thing.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Go Stevenson, go kids. Woo. So the next exciting kind of thing for me and is, this is a new format for the GC Live podcast. I have never actually recorded a live podcast interview. Amy and I are sitting together at my kitchen table right now.
Yes.
Amy from California with Birdie in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm so glad you're here.
So delighted to be here.
Were it not for GCLI, this would never happen. But can you tell me a little bit more? Why are you in Birmingham, mm-hmm. Alabama?
Well, I teach the civil rights movement, and I have for 20 years. And I've done a lot of reading, and I've watched a lot of documentaries, and yet I had never been to the South before this trip. And after having conversations with you while we were in Colorado together, it just became very clear that I needed to visit the South, and you provided an opportunity with an invitation to the South. And I very enthusiastically took you up on that offer. So it's just been this really incredible opportunity to come and be here and to be able to see the places, to see the landmarks, to see people that have been engaged in this fight for rights for decades, to be here and to see it with my own eyes. So this has really improved my entire perspective on the civil rights movement.
Well, I'm so honored to have you here. And by the way, everybody, that invitation extends to each of you. If you ever want to come to Alabama and kind of see where all the stuff that you know, but hear it from the mouths of people who have lived here, and also see the work we're doing to hopefully improve human rights everywhere. It's a treat to have you here, and it's a privilege to have people come and learn more about who we are and what we're doing. Now, what have you personally gotten out of it?
Well, you mentioned the three C's, the competence, confidence, and connectedness. And I think that's a good starting point for us to talk about. My competence really is certainly it has increased through this experience here, especially being today. Today we had the opportunity to go to Bethel Community Church or Baptist Church, and just getting to hear stories and to be able to hear from people that are working and living and engaging in these churches and in these community centers has really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. This then in turn gives me tremendous confidence to go back home and to be able to not only share it with my own words to my students, but the resources and the photographs. And I just feel like the entire experience is going to be enriched. And of course, the big piece is the connectedness. When I signed up to go to GCLI a year and a half ago, I had no idea that it would be one of the most impactful professional development trips that I have ever experienced. And the fact that I am here today, a number of months later, continuing to connect with you. And, you know, over these last couple of days, we continually talk about all of the takeaways from GCLI. I think that just speaks to the connectedness of this entire program that is offered. And it's just been just the best extension to GCLI that I could have ever hoped for.
Great. And I think the extension groups help with that too.
Absolutely.
I mean, just it's you know, the lab is really just the beginning. Mm-hmm. If you let it, if you know, it's, you get out of it what you put into it, and you've done a tremendous job. So, of the, like, just in terms of the landmarks and things, and I don't know if you have a favorite or a biggest takeaway, but anything come to mind?
Well, I think visiting, well, all of it really, but I think the experiences of hearing from people at 16th Street Baptist Church and then Bethel Baptist Church really were most impactful, because that's where I heard, not just, I didn't just see them and read them, but I heard them from people who lived through it and from people who interacted with a number of people who lived through it. And I would say it just feels like I have been on hallowed ground, having the experience to be able to be here. It touches on the entire civil rights movement in a more emotional way, whereas so many times we look at it through a more intellectual lens. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm really grateful for.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. And that actually makes me think of the importance of story. Mm-hmm. And just telling the stories and hearing the stories. I think they make the facts and the all the statistics and the data come alive in a way that really it just enriches everybody's experience. So,
and so the hope is that as we talk about little L leadership, is that as I go back and I can share primary resources and share this information with students, that we can also have conversations about what leadership would look like in their lives. We have the food pantry, or the helping the community with food insecurity, which I'm so grateful for. But I would love to look beyond that and to see what they can do as individuals and collectively to continue to lean into this leadership.
Thank you, GCLI, for bringing us together.
Thank you.
And thank you, Stevenson School, for sending Amy to learn in a very special place to me. And it is, I believe, place, learning in place, in that proximal space to mm-hmm. the events of history. It's a great opportunity, and it's just been wonderful to share this time with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for making this happen.
Well, all right. With
and
that,
Stevenson was so generous in helping me come here.
Well,
so,
I hope it's the first of many, and I'd love to get students together and really kind of try to really expand this conversation.
Yes.
across the country. That'd be great. Well, everybody, thank you. Come to Birmingham. Come to GCLI. Don't forget to check out all the many resources that we have on our website. Check out the blog. And if you have any questions, anyone in the GCLI community, I'm sure would be happy to help you find what you need. So thank you for being here, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you all for joining us today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Until then, visit us at gclileadership.org and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You'll find all of our links at the bottom of our podcast. And until then, lead on.